We'll sit quietly for a few minutes, and then I'll lead a guided meditation, and then we'll have the last part of the sit in silence again. Inviting ease, inviting ease into the body and the mind, softening, recognizing this as an act of compassion and kindness towards ourselves. Anchoring in the body and the breath, but also now opening the sense doors, allowing a sense of spaciousness, of sound coming in, sensations in the body rising, thoughts floating through, coming and going. For the next several minutes, I'll lead a meditation that will orient towards the rain practice, inquiring into challenges with compassion. externally and internally. And so we'll use our imagination a little bit in the beginning to help us. Inviting yourself into a sense of whatever relaxation is present, into a sense of softening. And bringing kindness in through a physical gesture. So just in an easy way, however your hands are holding each other or touching your leg or your arm, just give yourself a little squeeze there, just a sense of saying, no, there's a presence here. There's some support here. And allow yourself to bring in someone who you know or who you've seen who is suffering in some not so intense way, if that's possible. And let them come in very softly. And then see what happens as you do this, as you allow them to come in. This isn't to make something happen, it's to simply observe and be with our heart as we approach challenging situation. This person perhaps challenged in some way, some physical or emotional way. Allowing yourself to sense what is there or might be there for this person. Feeling the difficulty without getting super involved in the story. Just sense, just know that there is some suffering here, some pain here. And just sense gently how that feels in your own heart, in your own body. How do you feel this in your body? Is there some pulling back, some retraction, or is there some drawing forward? What happens in the heart? Is there some element of tenderness, of vulnerability? Sometimes there can be a kind of a bittersweet quality. Sometimes there can be a sense of connection to this person and a sense of quiet kind of care and almost happiness in simply being connected to care for this person. Sometimes there can be sadness. Knowing that compassion is not a suffering state. There is some balancing when we need it. And balance steady in the feet, in the hands, in the body, in the breath. And that there is also a pleasantness in the capacity to care for another. And so if you notice that you start to get really sad, see if you can stay connected to the person and to yourself. Feel the sweetness of that connection, perhaps. Notice if you move into the story, that may tend to amplify the sadness. Or that may tend to initiate a pulling away or the desire to fix it. Seeing if you can stay more with the felt sense of the person and your care for them. This is where you can start to notice and adjust what helps you stay in balance. What allows you to feel them, to sense them, to care, without being subsumed. Without feeling overwhelmed. Perhaps you have a visual sense of them. Perhaps sensing your own heart. But noticing if the story or thoughts start to take over. Story that this is unfixable. That this is hopeless. Any story that might take you away from connection and into overwhelm. If the story begins, then finding your own way to settle back into the relaxation of the body. The body sitting supported on the chair, on the bench. Notice over time what happens. Is there a softening or a pulling away? What allows you to stay connected and tender, but not overwhelmed? Keeping this person in your heart, but gently staying present in your grounded body. Perhaps sensing your breath in this moment. Noticing your face, the area around your eyes, inviting a sense of relaxation there. If you get overwhelmed, see that. And see if you can feel and hold your own heart with tenderness. And then if some balance returns, see if you can bring this person back in. What allows that to happen? Notice also You may instead move into distraction after some period of time, noticing that. I sort of reach a place where I tell a story or I move away. Just noticing that. And just as we do in our regular meditation, noticing the movement away and then coming back as simply as we can, holding them in our heart. Perhaps giving our own hand a squeeze, just that physical support. And now gently allowing yourself to let go of this person, wishing them well on their path. Just withdrawing attention from them. It doesn't mean that you are diminishing or abandoning them or their situation. Just allowing yourself to come back to right here. Back to the simplicity of sitting here, of body, of breath, tenderness in your own heart. And now let this same attitude of holding in your heart, this caring and compassion, let it be pointed towards, aimed towards yourself. Some aspect of yourself, something that is present right here. Something that, or something that has been challenging for you. in your body, your experience, your heart. Not to be overwhelmed by it, but simply to hold it. Just as you would for this other person, because it's here. To acknowledge that it's hard, and yet meeting it and holding it with tenderness. Placing a hand, offering yourself a gentle touch, either on a hand or on the thigh or a hand on the heart. And then just as we did before, noticing what the response is in the mind, in the heart, in the body. Noticing any effort to fix it. If you start to try to go to a solution, or if you try to push it away, or say, oh, this suffering of mine isn't that big compared to somebody else's. Simply acknowledging these movements, these thoughts, and letting them be. And just being with it. See what allows you to do that. And see when you move away or pull away, just noticing with tenderness. Realizing that this just is just the nature of the way of the way we are. Knowing that whatever you are experiencing, whatever you are feeling, you are not alone. Many have and many will have this same experience. Many are experiencing it right now. In having this compassion for yourself, you're having compassion for the whole of the human experience. Sensing into any sense of the sweetness of caring for yourself. Remembering a physical touch, or perhaps a name for yourself, sweetheart or honey, or seeing if that's helpful. Remembering that at any point, if you feel overwhelmed or if it feels really strong, come back to the simplicity of the breath, of the body, noticing what's happening around your eyes, in your face. Noticing if any kind of story or thoughts rise, any movement towards blaming or feeling a victim. And then seeing if you can drop back out of that story into a much simpler experience of just sitting here and having this very tender, kind attitude towards yourself. You may find it's helpful to drop any particular, holding a particular experience or a particular suffering, and just hold a more general felt sense of care. And as you continue to practice on your own now for the rest of the sit for several minutes, you can do what feels right. Stay with this tenderness towards yourself internally, or return to being with another externally. Most important, staying present with what's happening. remembering that at any moment you start to feel overwhelmed or lost, then coming back to just a simple, open, spacious relaxation. Body, breath, sound. Noticing what allows your heart to be tender and for the sense of care to flow, and what blocks it. Very gently investigating and learning the nature of your own heart. Knowing you can always come back to the simplicity of the breath. And so as you continue in your practice today, there may be times when you wish to bring in this attitude of care in response to something that rises in you, something that sparks in your memory, or there might be just a sort of a background sense that could use some care. And at times this practice, this intentional care may fade completely. Let's see where it feels wise to bring it in.